This is Dr. Olivero dictating for August the 21st of the year 2023. The first patient is David Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. David is the first name, clinical case of a 73-year-old. A white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient has an estimated GFR that was determined on August the 16th, the serum creatinine was 2.8, and the estimated GFR is 23 mL per minute with a proteinuria of 490 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which has been fairly stable. Period. Number two, a patient has a history of anemia that is related to a CKD3. He has been followed by the Florida cancer specialist. They are giving infusions of iron, injections of B12 on regular basis. The hemoglobin today, 12. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, but he has been very well controlled with the hemoglobin A1C that is always below 6%. Following number, he has a history of a hyperuricemia with gout, and the uric acid is 4. The patient has been following a low protein diet. Following number, the patient has a history of DVT anticoagulated with Eliquis. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D on supplementation. Following number, prostatism that is improved. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with H2 blockers. The patient is very much stable, hasn't gone to the hospital. He has a body weight that is 230 pounds, and he has the arthritis associated to it. We sign a disabled parking permit. The patient is going to be reevaluated. I neglected to mention that this patient has a abdominal aortic aneurysm that is followed by the cardiologist, and I am going to order a CT scan without contrast to follow the thoracic aortic aneurysm. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the chart in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 6 minutes.